Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! Give the house. If you are writing a nonfiction book, I believe that you should not gatekeep, okay? Now, let's break this down. And in this video, I'm going to talk with you about why you shouldn't hold back in your book, why you shouldn't worry about gatekeeping, and why giving a lot of information in your book will actually benefit you and your readers more than if you try to only give a certain amount. Now, one of the questions I get asked all the time is, how much should I actually share in my book? And I always say, well, it depends. Because here's the thing. Most people, when they write a nonfiction book, they're using the book to help people, but they're also using the book as a business tool, using the book for lead generation, raising their rates, credibility, being seen as a thought leader, more clients, creating a program, speaking engagements, and all these types of things. And so one of the big things that people always are talking about is, how much should I include in my book? I don't want to give too much away so then somebody won't buy or hire me on the back end. Some people are like, well, I want to find a balance of what I should include in this book versus what I shouldn't. I want to make sure that I share some of my stuff and my philosophy, but I don't want it to be a pitch fest, okay? Because the worst thing you could do is just be pitching in your book, okay? I'm going to make a blanket statement here. Your book, if you are writing a nonfiction book to grow your business and actually help people, needs to first and foremost be about helping somebody get an actual result. And so that is why that I believe when it comes to a book, you do not need a gatekeep. You need to get the reader the result that you promise. But I believe that your book should be the shortest length necessary to get the reader the desired result of the book's promise. And what we have found is that the 30-ish thousand word range tends to be one of the best sweet spots for nonfiction authors using their book for business growth. So let me break this down though, of how you gatekeep and why you shouldn't gatekeep and all of these different things. And I'm gonna give you some examples as well. So I believe in this philosophy of giving the house with no gatekeeping. And here's what I mean by that, that your book should be so damn good that people can actually get the result from your book. Okay, I've read books where I'm reading the book and they're giving me just enough to tease, but I can't actually solve my problem. So I read the book and then I'm frustrated and I'm kind of pissed or annoyed that the author really didn't help me actually solve the promise, which is what the book's title and subtitle said. Where on the flip side, if you read a book and it actually tells you what you can do and you can actually have some wins from that, amazing. Okay, but here's the thing. Just because you're giving a lot of information in your book and you're sharing your process or you're sharing methodology, doesn't mean that you're going to solve every problem your client's going to have. Absolutely not. But should it be able to actually help them? Yes. If someone's going to buy your book, shouldn't they be able to get an actual win versus just being sold to or just being teased about what you offer in your programs? The goal here is to write a great book that helps great people get great results. And here's the truth. No matter how much you include, I'm gonna let you in on a secret here. No matter how much you include in your book, especially if you're in that 30,000 word range, no matter how much you include, there's always gonna be more. There is always going to be more that you have to share or that you want to teach. For example, in my book, Big Idea to Bestseller, I give the house, I give you a step-by-step roadmap on how to write your book, okay? 100 pages, 35,000, 100 something pages, 35,000 words, okay? This book actually is about 165, 170 pages, 35,000 words, and I give you the secret sauce. But here's the thing, is this everything I've ever been asked or ever know about a book? No. Does this talk about a ton of marketing your book? Not entirely. This book is designed to help you go from big idea all the way to bestseller. And it's a step-by-step roadmap. Okay? And so it's really, really important that when you are writing a nonfiction book for business growth, that you write a book that can help people get the result they want, because then they're going to want to have more. When people get wins, they want to work with you more. For example, someone read my book, they got win, they felt accomplished, and they wanted to hire us for additional support. Okay? So if you don't add enough and you just kind of have fluff pieces, or you don't teach enough, well, people won't want to take the next step because they don't believe that you're actually the person to help them. So give them the information they need. Now, here's another secret I'm going to let you into. And I learned this one from Russell Brunson. And people will pay different amounts for the same thing delivered in different ways. Let me repeat that, okay? People will pay different amounts for the same concepts, the same things, just delivered in a different way. For example, you're going to pay $10, $20, $30 for a book, but you would pay $100 for a course. You'd spend $1,000 on a program. You'd spend $20,000 on a done-for-you service. You'd spend $100,000 to get one-on-one coaching. Same person giving the information, just delivered in different ways. That's why people buy the paperback as well as the ebook. That's why they buy the paperback as well as the audiobook. That's literally the same exact information, but people pay a different amount because it's delivered in a different way. Okay? And so your book really is the book format of some of the things that you do. And that's why you can share a lot, because you want people to get the result. Okay? Now, here's the other thing. When you write a book, it's important to recognize that even if you give the house and you help people and they get a ton of results, well, maybe someone who's reading the book doesn't want to do it themselves, so they would rather pay you or your team to coach them or to do it for them, okay? That's a great use case of a book. If it's not valuable, if you haven't given enough, they're not going to see you as the person who can help them do that. Maybe people want the accountability to execute on what you share in your book. Well, that's why you have a program or a course or some form of coaching or speaking. Maybe people want additional services beyond what you shared about in your book. For example, people will read my book, they'll go through the process, but sometimes they'll want to hire us to do PR for their book. They'll want to help us to do marketing for their book. They'll want us to really curate a specialized launch strategy because they know we could do it really, really effectively for them. Or maybe they want something super specific, but in your book, you only scratch the surface. Because here's the thing, right? A 30,000 word book, you can write a ton in 30,000 words, but you also, that fills up pretty quickly. It may sound surprising, but that can fill up pretty, pretty quickly. And so there's going to be more. There's going to be more in-depth things that you can talk about than what you include. So if you really want to help people, okay, and this is my point of really why you're doing this. If you really want to help people, then help them. Then help them, okay? Write the book that will actually help them. Now, I want to give you an example here, because in the last month alone, at the time of this recording, last month, I've had two people reach out to me. They launched their book and they said, "Hey Jake, I read your book and I was able to follow your roadmap, follow your blueprint, and I was able to get to the finish line and launch my book." Now, I was ecstatic for them. Some people might have been frustrated because they're like, "Damn, I just lost two potential customers. People that love my stuff, read my book, but they didn't use me. They didn't need me." And I had the exact opposite reaction. I was actually stoked about this. First and foremost, the reason I wrote this book was to help people write more books. And so if they are getting that value from a book, which I'm going to give to you for free at the end of this episode, if they got a free book or a $5 or $20 book if you buy it on Amazon, and they were able to do that, that's an incredible opportunity for them. These are self-starters. They were really focused. And some people are going to be like that. That's great. But I was not upset that they didn't buy from me. I was genuinely happy that my book did what it was supposed to do. It helped you write and launch a best-selling nonfiction book. And that is what they did. Okay? But here's why I'm actually so excited about this versus concerned that, oh, if I maybe included less, maybe I would have gotten a client. Here's why. Okay? Number one is I was invited to their podcasts. So now I'm getting in front of their audience. Two, they've posted about me and my book multiple times. They're like, "This book helped me get to my finish line." They are so excited. They're telling everybody about my book. They're introducing me to anybody that they think could write a book. And now they have become a true fan of me and my work, and they want to support and promote me because they got so much value from this that the law of reciprocity is saying, wow, Jake, how can I repay you? I got all of this. I got to steal. My book's done and all I had to do is get your book. So now they're trying to introduce me to different people. And that is such an amazing thing because now I'm getting qualified referrals from these people who just read my book. And so now it's becoming Jake's the guy for this book. Oh, you want a book? Jake. Jake's my guy. Oh, you want to write a book? Jake's my guy. And so because I didn't hold everything back, I allowed someone to get a result. They got the result that my book actually promises. Now they're super excited about that and they're telling everybody to go get the book. And that's leading to more and more business, more and more awareness, more and more positive exposure and opportunities for myself. So all of this being said, okay, all of this being said, when you are writing a book, if your desire is to help people and grow your business, focus on writing a great book that solves a specific problem for a specific person. If you can do that in your book, people are going to get great results. That's helping people. But furthermore, if you can write a great book that can really help people and people are like, dang, I need what you have to do. I want some support on this. I need how you do this. I want you to do this for me. Then people are going to sign up with you. They're going to hire you. They're going to work with you. And this is how you're going to be able to grow a business with true fans of people who are qualified. They don't come in with objections. They're ready to go because they know you can get them the result because they've already read your book that helped them get a quick win. So if you're writing your book, here is my challenge to you. Number one, ask yourself, why are you really writing this? And number two, focus on helping somebody get the result that you are actually promising them and watch how great this book becomes. The final secret I'm going to give you here is when you try to decide if you're going to gatekeep or not gatekeep, you end up taking a lot of time trying to figure out what you should or shouldn't include. Instead, just help the person. It's much easier to just help them out. You're going to get your book done faster, save you a ton of time, save you a ton of energy, save you a ton of money. So that is my challenge to you. And if you want to see what I mean by how you can give a ton of value in a book, I want to give you a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. All you got to do is go to bigideatobestseller.com/free-book. That's bigideatobestseller.com/free-book. Go there. You can grab a paperback copy. All that we ask is that you cover the shipping and the handling, and boom, you're going to have a copy of this book and help you get your book done very, very soon. I'll talk to you later. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to bigideatobestseller.com. That's www.bigideatobestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!